This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This man, I'm sorry for him. Right. I've been squeezing the nut out of him like a Ribena packet. Like, oh, wow, okay. No, Capri Sun. I was about to say Capri Sun.
Oh, poor guy.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
How's everyone's week been, though?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been all right.
Oh, God. Doesn't sound like it. Carnival weekend's coming soon, guys.
I don't do carnival.
Jump and wave. Jump and wave. Jump. No one like a little bit of soca, no?
I like soca, but I don't like...
I don't even like soca.
No, I'm not
soca. I don't like carnival
when it
either.
Comes on, I'm like, yep, this is my toilet and bar break in the dark.
No, soca doesn't come on that much, though.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't come on that much, though, but I appreciate it when I'm a bit more tipsy. But yeah, carnival just gives me anxiety. I enjoyed it more when I was younger. I feel like carnival is for younger people, no?
I think.
I've never been, I wouldn't know.
You've never been?
How can you say you don't do carnival if you've never been?
Because it's never enticed me to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I remember, do you know the best times for carnival for me was like 2010 times? Mm. Like, I met like one of the sexiest guys I've ever been with there. He's so fine. He's Bayesian as well. You know Bayesian guys are sexy too.
Yeah, you'd be seeing the island men at carnival.
But ooh, they come out to play.
I love a bit of carnival. I'm definitely a regular carnival goer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The summer holidays before I went to college, I went with my friends. It was all right. Like, it was okay.
Yeah. I think it depends on who you go with. It depends on what you're trying to get out of it.
True.
But who you go with really,
it does matter.
It really changes your experience.
It really
some
does.
Years where it's like I've had the littest time because of the people I was with. Other times, some people are just mad stoosh.
I hate that.
They want to stay at one stage or one place for the whole day. And so,
I hate that. No, you have to enjoy.
But last year, I went on a float for the first time.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was actually all right. And I feel like after going on a float, is the only way to do carnival. Just to avoid like the crowds.
Safety as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys. Welcome to Laid Bare, your favourite sex and relationships podcast. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
It's me, Ray Rogers.
It's your girl, Marion Fern.
And we back, we back.
Building.
Before we started recording, we were talking about like, you know, games nights and stuff. And I was basically saying that I feel like Nigerians back home, you lot are the raunchiest when it comes to games night. Because we do like, I feel like when we play Truth or Dare over here, some people would be like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
And it's just dead. It's just like, so what are we doing here?
I'm one of that, I'm that person.
You're that person, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm in a relationship, I'm not playing.
I feel like it's because though, like people usually are in these rooms with people that they don't find attractive or wouldn't want to do anything with or want to reject or embarrass. So it's just like, I would rather not play if there's a chance that I'm gonna have to do something with this person that I don't even think is cute.
Yeah, I hear what you mean. I hear it. Do you know what, I find it cringe because I feel like when men are in a room with women and they want to play a game, it always drinking and has to lead to sex. Horniness. Like the games are always horny game, and I'm like, no.
But like, aren't they low-key supposed
to read a book?
Are they read a book?
Let's ask each other about our day. Let's ask each other about our
motivation. What about the nail of the cross? What about the nail of the cross?
She started off with, no, let's read a book.
No, I'm sorry, I can't lie. Your games night sounds dry. Your games night sounds dry. I feel like games nights are supposed to have an element of...
I want to connect the mind.
No, not on a games night. Am I wrong? Should games night not have an element of like...
The person that always wants to be in shower...
You want to be in the shower doing what?
I mean, it's different if I'm in a room full of just women. Trust me, I'll be horny for women, right?
Okay.
But when there's men, I feel like there's a particular type of ick that they're just so thirsty to play sexual games with.
If
women,
it was sexy men now,
it's still the same.
That's
feeling.
What they say.
If
different.
It was all girls, I would be on that.
We know.
And then there's consensual.
I can't lie. I hosted a games night once, a couple years ago. And it was this close to turning into an orgy.
No way.
It was crazy.
Just it to be you.
Yeah, it was crazy. It wasn't even part of the plan. But, like,
but that's the best orgies. Those are the best.
No, it wasn't part of my plan at all, fam. we pulled out games because I've got a couple like sexy games. Mm-hmm. So I've got like a game called After Dark, which is like loads of like naughty little games and naughty little things. And then obviously I've got Draw and Go Lick as well, which is naughty. I think one of the cards was like do sex positions, and then everyone was just flipping. I saw someone get picked up and turned around this, doing bap, bap, bap. I was like, yay. Next thing, bruv, everyone was horny in that room, child.
This is what I was saying as well. I was saying that, like, in Nigeria, I was watching, I saw videos on Twitter where these two people were playing the bottle game where you not spin it around, but you have to try and get it back on its, to stand normally again. Well, you know, when you flip it, mm-hmm. and then every time you missed, the girl would, like, grab the guy's, like, balls or dick, and then he would, like, play with, or squeeze one of her tits. And I just thought to myself, nah, this is too horny.
Yeah.
I have never really experienced this. The only great games I ever had was probably when I was back at university. It was like a pancake day. It was one of the, this is why I say, like, random games nights or random after parties, not when it's actually planned, are usually the best. Because it was lit. People were kissing, doing 7 minutes in heaven. Like, we were kids.
7 minutes
in 7 minutes in heaven.
That's a throwback.
I remember when I did 7 minutes in heaven with this guy. We were lipsing.
Sorry, can you guys explain for the people?
Basically, 7 minutes in heaven. I think it's an American thing.
Yeah, it's American.
But, like, basically, it's like, you just go, so I don't know how the person's picked, but you basically go into a room with someone for 7 minutes. And obviously it's under the impression of stuff getting
happening.
Done, but sometimes obviously people nothing just happened. Stand there and look at each other. But I
is that because they're pairing you with someone you don't like?
No.
No, I don't
know. Why are you missing? You just stand in a room with the person.
If you don't want to do nothing.
You don't have to do anything. It's not my fault.
You don't have to.
No.
Oh, so what's the point of the game then?
But like, it's well, will you do something or not? Will they or won't they?
Yeah.
Oh, the suspense. Oh. So sometimes you might be in there with your crush. Sometimes it might be your ex. Sometimes it might be someone you have no interest in.
Mm.
But the point is to kind of like, will they do something? Will they not? But the last time I did it, me and the guy were lips in. I think it started, he had to be a game, made me count how many tattoos he has and took his top off.
That's a good game. When you have tattoos.
You got tattoos. Tattoos, you know, guys have to do that. Count the tattoos.
I can't lie. I've used that one. I can't even lie to you.
That's what they want you to touch them.
It's not even that. Obviously, when you have tattoos in certain places, I'm done. That's what happens, though. Like, literally, I feel like I've definitely run that before. Like, not in a games night. I fancied you and I just, you know, let's get cracking.
An excuse to touch.
Okay.
But it's like, obviously, if you have tattoos in certain
areas,
it just forces you to kind of just show body.
But right, get your badge out or your dick.
I don't have a tattoo on my badge, though.
Yeah, no.
Does anyone have a coochie piercing?
Mm-mm. I don't have any.
I had a friend who had one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
I want one.
You want one?
Yeah.
But you had really one.
No, not me.
Oh,
only one I've ever had is nipple. I took that one after a year.
Oh,
but yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, they take ages to heal.
But guys, I do want to know what the freakiest thing you guys have done during a games night. You know, how do your games night work? Are they actually, you know, just playing games, Ludo or Connect Four or Connect the Dick? And have an accidental orgy.
Vagina.
What is the freakiest one you've had? Like, use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. I feel like it's too hard to have games nights because everyone is in a relationship and no one wants to really disrespect boundaries.
Of course.
So I like to keep my games nights actually PG. Like, I'll play Twister with my friends
Articulate.
Or Connect Four. I love a good Articulate. I love a good Articulate. There needs to be a, I'll come up with it as well, actually. Maybe there is. It probably does exist. The sexual Articulate.
I don't think it'd last.
Play it as swingers. Like, you play it as swingers, like, with other couples.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean? But, yeah, I want to know yours. What have you guys been up to? And, yes. Anyway, my favourite question. When did you get laid last?
First of all, can I interject?
Yeah.
This bitch is chatting shit. Yeah.
Why?
Did you not
by this bitch, she means Ray.
Yeah, did you just not hear her say, skip me? This girl, no. Listen, this girl, yeah, I was waiting for you to come and lie. I was
really?
Waiting.
Ray,
this
wow.
girl, Vicky, this, I have not been laid.
Ray.
I've been on you. I said,
Ray, you want to keep the tea away from us? Wow.
I said, I'm not messaging her. I'm going to wait till I see her. So imagine
I hope our followers deal with you.
She was posting in Tenerife. Did you not think I saw knee?
You are not exactly your best. You do get a little tan. You do have a little tan on you.
Yeah, you got a little tan.
She's showing us her tits now.
Listen, I saw one knee. When I saw, I come to message you, this me, oh, Baker. And I went, nah, bye. This girl will allow when she comes back. So I said, I'm waiting till I see you.
Yeah.
First of all, let me answer the question. I have not been laid. I actually have not been laid since the last time I told you guys.
Liar!
I don't know what's
going on. Nah, I believe her.
I actually don't know what's going on. I feel like my mentally, something is giving me a block. I don't know anything.
It happened. Yeah.
Because the energy and the thought of it, it's not there. My body just feels, ugh. But yeah, no, when I went on a holiday, I did it. It was the same guy we've been talking about.
Oh, is he?
With that same one that...
Yeah, it was like a let me get you back type of thing. Listen. Nothing happened out there. I was even on my period, please, sure.
Oh, listen, I saw bomb. I saw Ray's doing
angles.
What?
You didn't give a sucky-sucky. You didn't suck him.
Can I just say, guys, Ray sent me thirst traps.
Why only Mary?
Because she's trying to fuck me. Do you guys not know?
Wait, so you went from me to Mary?
She's trying to lure me into her coochie.
No. Why only Mary?
No, HR, put in a complaint.
Not HR. Who the fuck is HR?
No, put in a complaint.
Who is HR? HR of Cube.
In it.
Are you a bastard?
Are you crazy? Well, his dick didn't even twitch.
His did, but I was bleeding.
Is it because you? Like, yeah, you could put a towel down. You didn't want to. Fair enough.
Mind you, like, we're still in an awkward place, so yeah. I didn't want to really like do anything. It was literally, I'm trying to get you back, treating you type of holiday.
That's
so
very nice. That's
but very nice. I went, I took it, but I did say sex is not on the table, and that's what it is.
Yeah. Like, some people go to dinner,
and I made sure I stuck to it.
And some people go to dinner, bro.
Yeah,
some he said, dinner. Let me fly you out. Bro. I'll pay for this shit. Don't worry.
But I like that. I like that for you. Yeah.
I've come to message her. I'd be like, girl, you look cute. And then I went to the next one and I saw a knee. I said, hey.
Not a knee, girl.
I saw a knee.
Was that me tactical or was it an accident?
Do you know what? I was just posting. It wasn't either tactical or an accident.
I feel like I hate it when people go on holiday and they act like they're alone.
Yeah.
It really
men love that.
Pisses me off.
Yeah.
Love that the most.
Men love but that. Women as well.
He was trying to like get in the
Did he post you?
Snap.
Did he
post you? No, I told him, don't even dare. I was like, don't even dare. Yeah. So yeah, when I would like post up, he was talking about, and I'm like,
he's like, I'm going to have to mute this one now.
Put music over.
Literally, that's what I did.
I have to put Nikki and what's her face over the track. I spice.
That's literally what I had to do on Ben. I'm like, please, bro, let me just be mysterious. Let me just tease my people in peace.
I love it though.
But yeah,
it was really
now I feel bad. So I'm just like, you know,
don't feel bad. You're pussy. You're prerogative.
Don't
feel bad.
Because you know that.
Oh, anyone pussy
in the back of your mind when a guy pays for stuff and treats you.
Yeah, I know. You don't owe anyone. If I want to fuck you, if I go on holiday, this is me personally. If I'm going on holiday with you, I'm going to fuck you. Mm. That's just me.
Okay.
I'm not saying that everybody must stand by that rule.
That
nor does it mean that just because you go on holiday with a guy,
that you should.
You must do. Yeah. You don't need to even suck his finger.
Yeah.
You don't need to do anything. You don't owe him a sniff or a whiff of your pussy.
But me,
I'm a whore.
I'm a whore.
There's no way I'm gonna go. If I'm going on a holiday, there's nothing.
That pussy's getting free.
Dick, sun, and sand.
Dick, sun, and sand.
I need dick, sun, and sand.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you mean? I'll stay at home, or it's for you to give me the ticket and let me go with someone else. Let me go with a girl.
I'm done.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's not. But if I'm, listen, even dinner, if he's going to dinner, I'm probably going to fuck you. I'm leaving my house. It's because I want to fuck you. Like, God. I'm going to leave my house because.
So, conclusion is Alani's horny, guys.
I'm very horny.
But you shouldn't.
Which reminds me.
I was just saying, guys,
I got late this morning. Woohoo!
So, your man's.
Guys, I've been squeezing this man. I feel sorry for him. Right. I've been squeezing the nut out of him like a Ribena packet. Like, no, Capri Sun. I was like a Capri Sun.
Oh, poor guy.
I have squeezed this poor guy, honestly, because even when we weren't fucking, he had to get me off. Like, it was.
Stick some fingers in, baby.
Literally, fingers, mouth, dick. Like, it was phenomenal. He's gone back.
Oh, he went back today.
Yeah, so he's gone back. Yes, but honestly, we had a great time. He came for my birthday. And
you guys
came
do anything?
Me, came out. Of
came
me,
for my birthday.
Came on me. Came on my stomach last night.
Okay. How was GRM, by the way?
It was good. I had lots of fun. It was my birthday then as well. So yeah, no, it was like everyone looked really nice. Yeah, it was a nice venue. Nice.
Where was it?
It was Sky Garden.
Oh, wow.
Yes. They handed out slippers for us to wear, which was a really nice touch.
That's the kind of
just because of heels. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's those type of events that are considerate. I love that.
I love that too. Yeah. The food was nice. You know, everyone looked beautiful. It was good vibe.
Oh, was it like a sit down dinner?
No, no, it wasn't a dinner. Literally just partying.
Oh, like, okay. Partying, but it was like they moving plates and stuff like that.
Waiting. No moving plates, no dinner. It was like, oh, no, they had waiters coming around.
Oh, okay.
Like canapes.
And canapes.
Okay, nice.
So it was really good. But yeah, everyone was good vibes. Like, saw some of my ops, made up with them.
Oh, that's good.
My friend was just like, no, it's beef to the end.
Nah,
I was just like, listen, when there's bubbly down me, I just become a bubbly person. So it was, I'm just like,
no, yeah, just deep talk.
Remember the one, remember the one where he messaged you to come message me? Yeah. It'll never beef, just difference in opinions anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, anyway, going back to my sexcapades. Guys, I had so much fun. I recorded, like, I just did everything. Like, it was like me catching up from the months that I had missed out on. Yeah. So, guys, it was amazing. I can't think of what I didn't do. Like, honestly, like, we had sex everywhere in every part of the house.
Try anything new?
Did we try anything new? No, we didn't. I can't even say this was it. It was just like, I'm just horny.
I miss you sex.
Yeah, it was. I felt like I was hornier than usual as well. So it was, I loved that. Yeah, but I was definitely hornier than usual because it was like back to back to back. Like, he would wake up and I'd be beside him playing with myself.
Is that because obviously he's going away, so you're just like,
I think it was just a very horny period.
Yeah.
And I think I made it clear to him as well. I said, listen, it's getting very, I'm starting to feel very heated, so you need to
wake up. Something about that.
Get up about it. Because it's getting too much now. But yeah, that's me. Anyway, you guys, when was the last time you ladies, Nikki?
I didn't have sex, but I just gave some head.
Ooh.
Yesterday.
Ooh.
Last night. Yeah.
Why yesterday? Didn't you have sex?
Ask the questions, please.
No, because why did we not have sex? It was late. He was going to go. And then he was just on teasing me, to be honest. That's all it was.
Teasing you?
Yeah. On teasing you?
What do you mean teasing you?
It ended up in your mouth.
Just teasing.
Exactly, right?
Wait, I don't understand.
No, I wanted to have sex and I actually told him. And then he was like, no. Like,
so he let you suck his dick and he just.
Oh, no, he ate me out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you thought it was just a one way, guys? Yeah. Then I'm advocating the wrong things on this show, then.
But that's what, because it's because of how you said it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. No, like, that's just what it was. And like, he was really just on teasing me. Hold on, but why was I quoting your book there? Ooh. So he was just there whacking his tip on my vagina.
Ooh,
and then I was like, you know, that's how like this woman squirted for the first time, right? I was thinking about, and the thing is, I couldn't remember the term.
Why didn't you go all the way?
Oh, the historical thing.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh yeah. I don't know why that. Why am I thinking of this?
It's my favorite act as well, when they rubbed the tip of their dick.
It was so nice.
It's nice. It's great.
Nah, he was just like, listen, I'm gonna see you later on in the week anyway, we can have sex properly. And
we go.
I was like, okay.
To be fair, if it's a thing of like he, because it's late and whatever, that he wants to have sex at a better time, it makes sense.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to cut the experience short. So
yeah,
literally that. And I was just like, okay, I wasn't happy about it.
I'm done. Bless
you. No, you'll get more. There's still time to have more.
Yeah, you'll collect.
You have something to look forward to.
Isn't it?
It's a new guy.
No, the same person I've been talking about.
Okay.
You don't know I'm not in the streets no more.
No,
because you went to go take annual leave. You wasn't here to listen.
Not annual leave. I'm done.
But yeah, no, that's go hilarious. On. So, okay, it's the guy that you, oh yeah, I remember. Was it the, I think you spoke about him 2 shows ago, actually.
Yeah, I remember. So I started seeing somebody new. And he's great.
How'd you find him?
Love it.
How'd you find
him? He found me.
Okay.
He saw me and went to go ask somebody about me and then... Yeah.
Okay, nice.
And then they've been glued by the genitals ever since.
Ever since.
What, so you've not fucked?
You've not actually penetrated?
No, I've had sex with him once.
I've had
sex with him once, but then he's very just like, you see, guys, I feel like manifestation exists. Come on. Cue the story. Manifestation exists because when I kept saying, guys, I don't want to be in the streets anymore. I want to find love. And guys, it works.
She's in love.
Yeah.
You need to speak.
I agree.
Look like Marvin Abbey. I bumped into him the other day. I can't lie, guys. I was.
He did look. He dressed. He dressed really well at GRM.
Of shying of being shy, but I was this.
You were shy.
Putting my tongue down that guy's throat the other day.
What?
Really? How did we get here?
Sorry, if I say what I want to say.
What did I say?
What?
Yeah.
Ray.
Yeah, I don't know. Ray. You know what? I'm thinking out loud. Let me just keep my mouth shut, please.
Tell us more. Wait, were you guys actually talking?
Went to an event on Sunday.
Yeah.
And he was there. And I can't lie, he was looking all types of fine. And you know he could dress right.
When I've been saying this, yeah, it's your side eye. I watched it like.
No, I've always said he was good.
Wait, Mary, you're looking with the same confusion. Is this like a Marv Abbey, like, fan club?
I don't understand.
But yeah, he was looking all type of fine. And you guys, I haven't been out in a while. When I go out, the alcohol touches me. I'm ready to.
Wait, where did you go?
I've been.
But the guy that you were on holiday with, that one is not licking you. It's the one in London.
Where did you go?
I'm 12 drinks a year.
Oh, my friend.
Okay, no, because if you're going to say it was sort of like a work type of event, I'd be like,
oh, God, no.
Oh, no, that event looked lit, though. I just realised what you're talking about. Oh,
yeah, my boy's event. Yeah.
Oh, no, it makes sense.
And he looks so... No, it's the dressing that got me. The dressing. And then he came... Oh, God, I can't even go into details because I'm just like...
It's too late now, bro. You better start it.
We're
on video today.
Anyway, we're doing...
They need to see how you're blushing.
Kai! I was really blushing.
Kai!
He had... You know the thing that you were posted on Twitter about the guy, you know, when they haven't seen you in a long time and then they that's what he was doing. Yeah. And I was just like, boy, if you don't cut it out. And then he had, oh God, the rap, and I had a rap. Ooh.
Your arms went up and around.
It went up and around, child. And it went all
over. So it's memory. I actually
can't. Do you know where it's crazy, yeah? Because one time we saw him at an event here. And then.
Nah, the niggas you not get gassed about.
And then, and then
it won't talk. Anyway, child.
No, one time, Ray was like, listen, let me see if he can get, like, if he can drop you home. This is me. Drop me home. This is me. Focus on him dropping you home. Like, don't do that.
But yeah, anyway, I don't know if it was the alcohol, but he was looking extra spicy.
No, he looks fine when he goes.
The
like,
flirtation was heavy.
Very, stop squinting your eye. Stop squinting your eye.
No, I'll be blind. Like, but when I'm squinting my eye, glue these eyes shut.
We are talking something, okay?
Off topic, sorry.
But more power to you, though. You like girls with big bums.
Yeah, you know. That was never going to. If
that's why he was hugging you.
I've known him for over 5 years now. If that was going to happen, it would have happened by now. No.
So why hasn't it happened?
I'm not interested.
Oh, after all of that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I told you I was drinking and he looked good. So.
Whatever, man. She's going to ask, like, why you
getting flirted? And I got mental stimulation.
No, that's not. Okay, you'll hear it back and you'll tell us if it sounds like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Just wait. There's no way it was giving. It was giving that you would go. Was giving
precise. No, in the moment, that's what I literally it was giving that. But
no, we're not doing the same. But
we're actually.
No, she said, "Don't think it's the same."
She was like, "We're not on the same page."
Our butt is not the same.
Like, we're not on the same page.
Guys,
but two, but what?
But what? But Kinney.
No, that Mary's gonna be like, "Send your first tracks, bam."
As in,
I'm sending that shit.
No. I'm not sending.
Keep them.
That's hilarious.
Keep them.
So that's actually.
You guys.
But anyway, you don't understand you, so
yeah.
I ain't judging.
Marvin Abbey looks really good at GRM. His blue suit was really.
He can dress well.
And
he
can style.
Dresses really well.
Exactly. Oh, he has a stylist.
No, he doesn't.
I'm okay. Doesn't.
He dresses really well.
But I feel like just as British people, we dress well.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we dress quite well.
I feel like British men, black British men, for the most part, actually dress pretty
well.
Yeah, they do.
Compared to American men, Jesus.
God, that's a scary sight.
Jesus.
But I think, well, like, in comparison to last year, especially with GRM, do you guys want to say your best dress? Obviously, no biases. I'm fine. I know it's me, but it's fine. I'm joking. But do you guys, because we've been talking about it, we didn't get into it last week. So yeah. Did you guys see every
I saw something.
I didn't see everyone.
I didn't
is
see
there anyone
that
you like?
Of course. Marvin looked nice.
Yeah. Uche looked really
men,
good.
Yeah. Well, some of the men looked nice.
Yeah.
Uche looked nice.
No.
Oh, okay. Just the way you said it.
You were like, some
said
of the men.
Some.
Oh, no.
I can't lie, the men really tried because I gave like my best dress on another show. So my best dress.
You're not mentioning that name on my show.
I'm so sorry. Okay, all right. So let me give my second male best dress then.
Yeah.
So it was Michael Dapper because that salmon on his skin.
Yeah,
look. Scrap the segment. Scrap the segment.
Shoot, forget. Let's move on.
Yeah, forget.
Look,
let's
move on.
Because you can't be serious.
Let's move on. Actually,
we need to have a talk. This girl thinks it's fashion police.
No, it is.
But you do.
Will vlog us.
You see how they finish. Scrap it.
Esther
Falanda, please.
Guys, can we talk about? No, wait, Mary.
Oh my God,
you got away with it. Mary, when's the last time you got laid? Nice try.
She tried to wiggle her way out of it.
I was distracting everybody.
Wait,
I don't actually remember.
I think maybe like last week.
Okay.
Maybe like after I felt better.
Nice. Okay. Oh yeah, you were ill before.
Yes,
I was ill. Did you have actually? Have corona?
I did have COVID. Okay. You lot thought I was joking.
No, we didn't thought you were joking. We thought. What did she say? Did she not say she was coming down with it? What did you?
Yeah,
say?
I said I was coming down with something. I think.
Yeah,
it was COVID.
You wasn't too sure.
But yeah, I basically tested at work.
On red.
I tested on tested at work and I had COVID and tested positive, I got the fuck out of that office.
Yeah.
But yeah, so after I felt better, my baby basically came and stayed over. I think she came over Friday night.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, we got it cracking. It was good. You know what's crazy? I was just like, raw, like I've been getting a lot wetter than usual.
Ooh.
Like it was really sounding like. Psh, psh, psh. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm so jealous. I was chopping.
So I get some lube. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, get some lube.
It's my entire libido. It's just dead.
I think it's dead for him. Right. I think it's dead for him. Yeah. And you're beating a dead horse. Yeah. Like, when you think of other guys, is your libido still low or do they make you want to sway side to side like you did with Marvin Abbey?
It made me want to sway.
There you go. So your libido is still there. It's just the person.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Does this guy have money, the one you're not letting go? Because
I mean, he must do. He literally did all expenses paid.
Yeah. You can get Tenerife for good prices.
£100.
We're not saying that. But I'm trying to understand.
Is this girl?
But you're saying your libido. And I'm trying to establish whether it's your libido or if it's the person you're forcing your libido with.
Mm.
Because it might be that someone else will get you off or the idea or
being
with someone else.
Yeah, I think that's space thing though.
Yeah, I think headspace and that what you said is part of it. Work is kicking my ass. And just other stuff as well.
And those are things that do impact your libido.
Yeah, so depressed.
Well, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Depression coochie bangs though.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think what type of fuck me through the pain. Fuck me through. What does Weekend say?
Yeah, fuck me through the pain, though.
Weekend. Oh, sorry. That was Frank Ocean. My bad.
I'm done.
Frank Ocean. Sorry, Frank.
Nah, but I'm sorry. That shit hit.
Yeah, no comment. Who knows? Okay, but the sex was good. So everyone's having... Okay, apart from Aldair Ray, everyone's getting it in.
All right.
Ray, we need to give you a task. A task is undepress yourself. And also,
I don't know how.
Stop allowing work to beat you in the ass, okay?
You know what? I need to bring you out with me one day.
I swear.
We just need to die out.
We were trying to plan Sip and Paint.
Oh, because I did say it last time we were in the studio, so I have opened the tab on my phone, and that's as far as I got.
Wow.
Didn't we have that person that emailed us? Or was
that was something else.
But what happened to
Sip and Paint was, it's not where they're going to have their dick out and we draw it. They want to send us arts and craft. I'm not giving anybody my address to send arts and craft. I can ask if...
Let's collect it or something.
I can forward it to you guys, though. That's not an issue.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, we should do Sip and Paint, like a proper event, like go to one. Or maybe have our own one day.
That's what I was thinking. Can't we, like, host our own and invite, like, ladies and then invite, like, one guy that's going to be slinging his...
I know some sexy men, you know, that would do that.
Yeah.
She said sling.
Why don't we host our own?
Slankish long.
Like a laid bear special. Ooh. I don't know.
Who knows? We can have it. We'll talk to my management. Guys, you know when a guy's dick's twitching, do you guys feel it? Like, I'm not talking about when they're having sex. Did you see that tweet where it said, you know when a guy, you're like resting on a guy's lap
and then he
starts flicking his dick
after
the fourth twitch? Wait, how does it go? Let me read
it. I literally felt it. Like, what happened?
When you've made your dick jump for the fourth time and she act like she don't feel it.
Yep. No.
I was just like, is this sexual harassment?
It is very stupid.
Is this sexual harassment or is this foreplay?
I took it as foreplay.
It's almost like a mate calling that they do. It's so weird.
It's a tease.
I've laid down with a guy and I felt it and I've ignored it as well. Like past the full time, I've ignored it.
Yeah, really.
And gone out of the way to really flick it. And
I'm just thinking about, like, is that a way men initiate sex?
Sometimes it is.
How would you want someone to initiate sex with you anyway? Like, how do you, like, everyone forget that they're in a relationship or they're dating someone. Let's pretend this is someone fresh. The first time you've gone over to their house, how would you want them to initiate sex with you if you were sexually interested?
Oh.
Be like,
I'm a touchy-feely person, so, like, come, like, take my hand, like, kiss my hand.
Yeah.
Lips me.
Yeah.
For me, just go straight in for it, because you know I'm there to off-pant, so...
I get
just
it.
Just go for it.
I'm more like a... I need you to look at me like you want to eat me alive.
Ooh, I like that.
I need you to give me the look. And once I got the look...
my coochie's wet. Can't even.
Yeah.
Like, just compliment me. Be like, you look so good. Like, you smell so nice.
Compliment does go a long way.
And then you can just be like, I'm horny. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. No, for me, when I come through the door, I want you to pick me up, fling me against the wall. I like a bit of aggression. Fling me up against the wall.
She said,
dash me into the wall. Pick me up and throw me against the wall.
Throw me against the wall, lips me, bite, chew my neck. Chew my neck, my ear, and then take me into the bedroom and fling me on the bed. And then just, I like her.
Just horny,
rip everything off and just,
oh my God.
Like, you don't want to pull you.
Like, oh, yeah, when they're like,
yeah, that.
She really bent it because I thought the wind.
Not the wind.
Do you know what it is? I love a guy with game, like the way they talk. Mm. When a guy talks, like, I'm just thinking about times in the past as well. Like, when a guy's just, like, spat some real game.
Yeah.
From compliments to just their source and their energy. Yeah.
Is there any...
Is that even initiation? Like, I'm just talking about what I like.
I feel like it is, though.
Is that initiation?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Is it?
Has there been any, like, bar or anything that any of you guys, like, vividly remember that really just spun you once? Like, when someone came to try and, like, approach you.
Oh, yeah. When I told this guy I would never fuck him again, and then I was in his car, and he just turned to me and he said, but we're here now, aren't we? And I said...
Yes, we are. Here's my pants.
That would get me horny.
When he said that, right there. And he was driving, and he just turned over to me and said, we're here now. And I said, oh, this guy.
Damn.
What do you do in that moment?
Yeah.
When that's he told plan. Me, like, look at yourself, he told me to look at myself in, like, in the mirror. I said, what's this guy doing? Is this game? Like, I know I'm fly, but this is game as well. So everything just bamboozles you. You're just like, guys who have the gift or the gab.
They're whores, though.
They are whores. Mm-hmm. They're whores, but we love a whore. I love a whore.
I love a whore.
I'm a whore, so I appreciate other whores as well.
I don't know.
Retired whore, anyway.
I mean, it gets like that sometimes, you know. Yeah. For me, I didn't even fall for what someone said. It was just how deep his voice was. It was so sexy.
Deep voice
and, well, he
yo,
was saying stuff,
that
but the
short
stuff
hair
wasn't. Are you crazy?
That short hair is really, you're looking no, bare like
his lap, yeah. And I can't remember what he was saying. I was just so captivated.
Put
by
my
his
kids
voice.
In your mouth.
And, how, and oh my God, and his dick was big. That dick was big. Listen, how wait, should I, okay, this was even the first link as well. Jesus, guys. And then I was thinking, nah, I'm about to off pad, Jesus Christ. No, I came here to see it look cute. And then when like I saw his dick, I said, that's it.
How'd you see the dick though?
Oh, he whipped it out, really. He was...
How did he just whip it out? You were just sat
yeah,
there.
Yeah, what did he just...
Okay, no. So I was sitting on his lap here. And I can't lie. Remember, I wasn't really paying attention to what he was saying. His voice was that nice. Mm. And then we started kissing. He started touching me. So I was squeezing my breast and my bum. I said, oh, okay. And then like, he laid me back on the bed, yeah, got on top of me. And then he was... And I could feel him take it out. So when he like rolled to the side and got on his back, I saw his dick and I was like, oh,
boing.
Boing. Do you know who this was?
That bend.
You know the one that dumped me with the Ashake lyrics?
Oh.
Imagine what a useless
wait,
person.
Who?
The Ashake lyrics.
Yeah, Ashake lyrics.
It was him.
Yeah, it was him.
Oh my God.
Wait, what was this his current bar guy?
What was his bar again? Sorry. What did he know? Please don't say them again. Don't annoy me.
No, I'm going to have to.
And the thing is, when you see him, yeah. Fucking sexy, oh, yeah. Like tall, big, dark skin,
just a
like,
bit corny.
He's like 6 foot three, huge yeah. Dick. Oh my God. When he opens his mouth, stupid.
Like, do you know what it is? And some guys, not all guys who have like the best dick game have the biggest dicks.
No,
like, I know we always talk like,
yeah.
This show does talk highly about like dicks and big penises. But I want to make it very clear. Some of the best dick I've had have not been the biggest. They've been the normalest. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
The averages.
The most.
Okay.
Yeah, and average in girth and width as well still does a job. It can still hit it from the back. Well, depending on who you're fucking, because if it's me, maybe with rain, maybe not so much.
That dick will get lost in the cheek.
It will need a sat nav.
It will go in the sat nav.
Take the next.
What do they call it? Bermuda Triangle. Oh my God, guys, can I tell you a story of one time when somebody was eating my ass and their whole face got locked? Oh my God.
No, their face got locked.
No, sorry, that is hilarious. Oh my God.
Your cheeks crushing their faces off.
I can only imagine when you turn around,
happen.
You can't even see bro, him.
I well, didn't
see
his face.
Or she'll see his neck. She'll see his neck.
No.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, this guy, I told him, please don't. But by force, he wanted to eat Nyash. So anyway, so I'm on my side now.
Die for Nyash.
Almost suffocated, no, literally. And then I literally, he was doing it. And then he was even taking my hand and pushing his head in there.
Oh, wow.
So at some point, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to turn away. I looked back. My cheeks had covered his face.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, can he breathe? So I'm trying to pull him out. He was like, pushing my hand away, shoving his whole face.
I hear it. Where is he trying to go to?
I'm done. And if you guys know, like, even for me, when I'm creaming my cheek, it's heavy. So sometimes when I'm trying to, like, open it up, it falls, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, out of my hand.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling with it as
not
well.
Enough, not enough hands for one
it
cheek.
It falls out of my hand.
No.
So, like, I'm trying to lift it up so he could come out. And I just saw it just flop on his face. And I was like, oh, my God.
Men, if men could die inside us, they would. It would be a happy death.
My girl has cheeks and I be suffocating in them cheeks sometimes.
Ooh.
Sometimes you just got a, you've got a job that you need to get done, so you just do it.
Like. They put their tongue in your booty hole. Oof. Gosh.
Yum.
I love
yum. But yeah, again, guys, I just want to say that having a big dick is not the be all, especially if you don't know how to use it. Like,
yeah,
we've all had sex with guys who have big dicks and we're just thinking, yeah, what the hell,
you know,
is
what?
This?
I actually lost my virginity to a guy who had, in hindsight, the smallest dick I've ever, like, experienced physically myself.
Yeah.
It wasn't big.
So you didn't technically lose it, did you?
No, I did. And I fucked him. I kept fucking him for about 10 years.
Oh,
like,
really?
I literally stopped fucking him maybe, like, two, three years ago.
No way.
Really? So, like, I lost my virginity to him and we just literally kept just, like, being, like, casual fuck buddies.
Yeah.
Entanglement, whatever you want to call it. But he did a good job. Then he started falling off, you know, like, because he used to do football and all this stuff, so he had stamina and then he stopped doing the football and he was eating more, so he was just getting a bit out of breath and it just wasn't hitting. And it's like, okay, you don't have the willy, which is fine, but now you don't even have
the stamina.
The stamina. So what am I
what do you have?
Here for?
The energy, like, too.
What do you have?
What just happened?
This person on you just
there's nothing.
You.
So I had to lock it.
So what you say, you for goodness sake? What
I had
you?
To lock it, man.
Nah,
I had
I
to lock it,
it
literally. But yeah, small willies or average willies aren't always a bad thing. And I think guys who know that they aren't, like, abundant in willy do make a lot more effort to, like, please you sexually,
yeah,
because they know that. Okay, they're just self-aware in that kind of aspect.
I feel like all of them know.
And I don't
that.
Even think you I need think to do. I don't even think it should be a thing of, oh, because I'm not packing like that, that should be more self. I feel like regardless, small or big, you should pull out all the tricks,
right,
for
true.
Someone right. You want to be sexual with, because that's what it's about. It's about
it's an mutually. Experience.
Yeah, it's an experience, you know? And I want to have the best ride of my life, right, when I'm on this.
Yeah, I feel like guys with big willies are quite lazy though, but
they are.
Yeah, they're very cocky with it. Like, yeah, I have a big dick, but I don't need to,
like,
really do anything else.
Things that make sex great for me, honestly, sauce, foreplay, and penetration. Like, the sauce and the, oh gosh, I love guys with a bit of sauce. Not a bit, a lot of sauce, because I just melt. You know that gif of the woman on the chair where she's just sliding off?
Yeah.
That's me. You have a, listen, you,
yeah, if you can, if you can sweet me with your words, ooh, you've got me, man. Ooh. I don't know if I told you guys about that time that I went to a piano rave and some guy stopped me, started moving to me, whatever. Where are you from? I was like, oh, I live in Southeast. And he was like, oh no, like, what country are you from? And I was like, I'm Nigerian. He's like, are you Yoruba? I was like, yeah. He started chatting me up in Yoruba. I gave that man my number there and then.
It happened.
I said,
Yoruba is the language of love.
Please, sweep me in Yoruba. Talk dirty to me.
Yeah.
In the middle of the rave, do it.
Listen, I'm not shocked at all. Oh, guys, tell us. We're here fantasizing. Well, I am. I can't speak for you guys, but I am. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Let us know how you feel. Okay. Also, another question I have. You know when you go to someone's house, is there any giveaway that you can tell, like, when someone's a whore? Like, I feel like when guys come to girls' homes, I saw this, like, joke on social media that, you know, if girl has, like, a Marilyn Monroe poster, which stuck out to me because when really? I was in uni once upon a time, I used to have a Marilyn Monroe poster. And, you know, some things just tell for girls, like, or if that they feel that makes a girl a bit more easier. Do that's we have that?
Do you know what? I think I've
maybe,
heard of this before.
Do you know what? Maybe when a guy comes on the show, I'll ask a question again.
Someone said one time, I think it was on Twitter as well, when they have, like, when girls have the self-love quotes on
yes,
the back.
Yes.
On top of their head.
Live, love, love. Live, love,
love. I remember. And then very also, nice. I actually remember this because I remember I was offended if they've got diamantes in their headboard.
No, but why do you have diamantes on your headboard? What actual diamantes or the shape?
No, in the thing. You see
in the headboard? Yeah. The shape?
It's not diamantes, just shiny.
Or the little crystals in
yeah,
the headboard.
Oh, no. Oh,
child, no. That is so childish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
It's giving Geordie Shaw.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, damn.
No,
I'm joking.
Well, I'm search for a new bed.
I'm joking.
She's like, I'm about to order a new bed.
I'm trying to think, what is it in a guy's house that tells you?
I feel like for me, seeing in women's houses when they have bare candles.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do love me a candle.
I love candles.
Yeah, but you're lighting
but
them
you
up.
Love
I
to like fuck.
Lit up.
No.
Lit like up, though.
I like the ambience in my house by myself.
I'm sure you, what like do you I want like the ambience for, ho?
Exactly.
For myself. No, do you know what? Yeah, it's true because one time I FaceTimed Ray, yeah, she was in the bath as well. She was proper soaking in the bath with bare candles. I was like, what a hard day. She was like, no, I'm just having a bath.
I love candles.
That was
I just
aww
love the mood. Yeah, candle, yeah. And then I put my incense. I just love that mood.
No, no, no. But yeah, I hear it.
Imagine I was like, I wasn't dating this girl, I was talking to her, but then she basically, she's a weirdo, but anyway, she basically shut me down after pursuing me.
Yeah.
I was like, we're not doing anything romantic, nothing sexual, da 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 da. And then she comes to me and she's like, oh, what are you doing this evening? One day. I was like, yeah, nothing. She was like, do you want to hang out? Do you want to go do this? I was like, yeah, cool. She was like, come meet me at my house. So I was like, okay, cool. Went to her house, fam. I saw bare tea lights all around the whole room, all lit up.
No,
the light was off,
but it looked like it was off.
There was music playing.
Okay.
I was like, this is the same babe who was talking about, oh, nothing's happening, I don't want to do nothing. Da, 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 da. That's freaking sis.
I'm off in your pants today.
And I did. I absolutely right did.
Period.
You know, for guys, I just thought of one is when I see like weights in the bedroom.
Really?
Yeah. No, but why are the weights in the bedroom? Are
no,
you stupid?
No, it's true. Dang. I don't like
where should
either
they be?
Downstairs, like
yeah, keep room, it in the storage
in the corner by your TV, like in the front room, like yeah, in two weights together. I know you were just doing press ups or doing bicep curls
just before
I came. Like,
it's true, actually, that's a
guys. By the way, that helps nothing. I hope you know.
I've got mm-hmm two. The guys that only have two pillows.
I was
one
about to talk about bed sheets. Oh my god! I was literally about to talk about bed sheets.
Yeah, go on.
The ones with the two pillows are one and pillow literally just in the middle of the bed. Or
that's a serial killer.
It's prison. That's
the
prison
ones that carry condoms around with them.
Oh yeah,
or like in
the wallet.
Yeah, 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 in the wallet. I'm like, no, yeah, no, but why?
I feel like every man should carry condoms,
yeah,
though. Carry condoms.
Mm.
I do. No. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Have condoms, absolutely. Use them, but like, why is it in your wallet?
Right,
because you might get lucky.
So, yeah, so you're anticipating.
Yes,
the luck.
Should we not all anticipate luck?
So you're a
hoe. Right. No, I agree with you.
I hear you guys. I hear you guys. Guys, let us know. Use hashtag Labour Podcast. What is in a man's home that tells you whether or not they're active or what if they're a bit chill? I really can't think
that's
of one.
That's a big question. Now I'm going to start clocking it, you
a
know.
A really big TV. I'm trying to
a really
myself
big TV.
Because they're trying to Netflix and chill. Your pussy, bruv.
Really it's true. Why do you have the same size TV?
Why is it 70 inches?
As you do
in
the
it, bro.
That's actually true, though.
Like, fam, you're being a bit greedy.
Or if he has no wardrobe.
No,
guys,
wardrobe.
Let's not, guys, have wardrobe.
No wardrobe. Oh, no, that's
so where did he put his clothes?
So we're just hanging around the bed.
No, not hanging around.
I'm sorry, what, hanging around the bedroom.
I swear to God.
Like on the window.
No, I'm not laughing so
you're
hard
joking.
He had like these two small rails, yeah. Literally, like, you see from here to here. That's how long the rail
was.
The clothes were just...
I thought it was going to be those ones. You know those rails that some guys have?
It wasn't even that. It was just in the corner of the bedroom.
I don't know how people do that one either. People that have, like, who hang their clothes on just, like, one line. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
That... with the wheels. Yeah. How do you guys do that?
I have that in my storage cupboard for my jackets. I don't know how people...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how people do it. Anyway, guys, let's do some dilemmas. Dilemmas, dilemma. Send me them simplyoloni.com/ask or laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. You can send us a whole story as well. Voice notes. Also, let us know what you think about the last episode with Teddy. Again, use the hashtag laidbearpodcast. Right.
Sauce. Is that how you
please help me.
Oh, shit.
Please help me. And my boyfriend of 9.5 years are trying for a baby, and his sister is staying at mine. She's been staying with us for 4 weeks. I really get on with her, but my partner wants to spend all his time with her and none with me. We have had sex once in three weeks. I just feel stuck and not sure if I'm being unreasonable. Ooh.
That's his sister. Yeah. So you are being a bit unreasonable.
No, please, let's not do that.
Let her land.
Like, obviously, he's seen it as, I don't know how long the sister's staying for. Is it that she's staying for 4 weeks or she's been there for four weeks so far?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just feel like he probably sees it as, you know what, we live together. We see each other all the time. This is my sister who doesn't live here and she's here. I want to make use of the fact that we're closer together now, and maybe sex is just not on his mind. I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you really want to, like, bring it up to him and be like, babe, like, is it all right that you spend like the early evenings with your sister, then after a certain time we can try for a baby? Or maybe he might not actually want the baby that badly.
That is true.
Oh, he's probably distracting himself.
Yeah, from like doing it.
Yeah. You need to ask. You need to have a conversation with him. I do think communication is really important, because if you're supposed to be trying for a baby and then he's got family over, sister, I don't really care, give a fuck who it is. Like, I'm trying to make my own family with you. And you've got people who are butting in, not butting in per se, but like you've got people who are kind of distracting you and interrupting.
Taking his attention.
Because we don't know what her story is when it comes to, you know, having a baby. We don't know what her journey is. We don't know what she's gone through. We don't know what she's experiencing. And it could be pressure from both of them. It could be like, okay, I'm feeling pressure because I really want to get pregnant. He's probably feeling pressure because he has to perform.
Right.
So we don't know where it's coming from, but your feelings are valid. Just communicate, because that is your man at the end of the day. And if you've both agreed to something and someone's not fulfilling the part of the agreement, or you can tell there's a distraction there, you're allowed to kick up a fuss and say, are we still doing this together? And can you get your sister out of the house? Like, give her money to go get a hotel or something, you know?
Yeah, because
why are you there? Yeah. I'm trying to do fucking fuck. Is your sister moving in?
That's my point. Because you know when you're trying for kids, there's windows, right? Yeah. When you're ovulating, when you need to get it in that particular moment. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So he should, for me anyway, I feel like he should be more considerate towards that, rather than just, you know, running around town with his sister. And, you know,
not running around town with his sister.
That's true. But that's how we feel about that one. Okay, let's go to the next dilemma. Let me do this one. This one's a bit... Okay, you guys have to stay with me. Hey, girls, please keep me anonymous. I love the pod and have a dilemma for you. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. We live together, have pets that I adore, and have spoken about getting engaged in the next year. I love him with all my heart and consider him my best friend. Our relationship hasn't always been easy, as he struggled with addiction during the pandemic, and he was getting help with his mental health after he was diagnosed. Since then, he's worked really hard on getting his addiction completely under control, more or less, and done really well, truly. But there were times when I found him lying about his behaviour incredibly difficult, and at one point I left him because of this. Tonight he has come back from a week at his parents' place. When he came back, he immediately seemed evasive and like he'd been drinking, but was adamant he'd only... Hold on. Where did this cut off? Tonight he had... Okay. He'd only had one of a pre-mixed drink. Still means he was drinking, though. No? I didn't believe him, so asked him to see his monzo. I didn't demand this and wasn't angry, but suggested that it would squash the disagreement, and it's something he has offered to do in the past. He opens his monzo and I see a payment to OnlyFans. Ciao! This got interesting. So again, he opens his monzo and I see a payment to his to OnlyFans. Mm. For our whole relationship, he told me he doesn't watch porn. You believed him? And right. that it's just not for him. I didn't ask this of him and wouldn't mind so much if this if it was an odd average Pornhub video. However, he has been paying OnlyFans subscriptions for years, and when questioned, he lied about it more, and he was very hesitant to show me. I feel that people pay for OnlyFans to have a more intimate connection with the performers, and sorry, bear with me. And he's only in a position where hundreds of girls are messaging him on there. He tells me this is normal and he doesn't reply, but I don't think that's the point. He's lied to me by omission and directly by saying he doesn't watch you at all. To make things worse, we haven't been having sex. He often sleeps on the sofa bed against my wishes because of an ongoing health issue disturbing his sleep and because he is currently unemployed and I'm not. We've had millions of conversations about him not sharing the bed with me being an issue. I've also been having an eating disorder recovery for a long time and have been doing so well, but have gained a lot of weight in recovery. I am now a size 20. And while this size is healthier for me, I worry that he sees me as a family member or best friend, but isn't sexually attracted to me anymore, which is why this has happened. He tells me he is still very attracted to me, but his words... Sorry, guys, I'm trying. But his words aren't matching his actions. What do you suggest I do? Am I overreacting by being very upset by this? We've built a whole life together, and I really saw him as my future. But with his history of lying about his addiction and lying about this, I wonder if he does have a naturally deceptive streak I'll never quite trust. Thank you so much, Anon.
It's a lot to
I've got a question.
Oh, child.
When, at what point in a relationship do you tell yourself that Cut the cameras.
Yeah.
Like, where, at what point?
Because that's all I heard during that. And she's giving herself literally a ton of excuses.
Right.
All the if, whys, and maybes. And you see all those if, whys, and maybes, you're just prolonging time that your position wasted
trying to rationalize
in this situation.
Yeah.
You've tried to help him. You've supported him with the help. Now time to separate yourself. And he needs to know that, listen, if you're not going to help yourself, bro, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes on with a guy who, one, is unemployed. Unemployed men in relationships are very mean.
Yeah.
I've dated one. They're very, they're very, like, everything, they're quite secretive as well. Do you know what I'm saying? They start to move.
Why are you
what's
secretive?
Because
what are you doing?
They're haters as well.
Yeah, exactly. So that accumulated with his lies and then the OnlyFans and then his inconsistencies. I just feel like, she, you know, the intuition, the voice that's speaking to her right now, I feel like she needs to listen to it and do what's best for her, because I can't see that getting any better.
Yeah, I have to agree. I don't really see anything positive coming from there.
Yeah,
I feel like there's just a lot going on in terms of, like, I understand it's hard when you're in it, like, but I feel that you need to come out of it bit by bit and mentally prepare yourself. I think that's what is always best to do before you leave. I'm sorry, especially if you're in these sorts of situations, you need to make sure you've emotionally left and emotionally cut ties. And then you need to ask yourself, okay, what is the plan? How am I really going to get out of this?
Right.
Does that mean we need to get a new place? Do I need to get a new place? Because they clearly live together. He sleeps on the sofa, she sleeps in the bedroom.
It's already over, man.
Yeah, it's not really giving. It's not really giving relationship.
There's a huge disconnect.
It's giving housemate.
Because my thing is,
and he's getting his nut from OnlyFans. Clearly,
I don't even think the OnlyFans bit is the problem. I'll be honest. Like in my mind, that's not where I'm seeing the red flags, because it's like a man is gonna man regardless. Do you get what I mean? But it's the fact that, even that she's saying, oh, he's unemployed, I'm not, so we sleep in different. How does that make sense? If the man is unemployed, he can wake up for 5 minutes when you're getting out of bed and then go back to sleep because he doesn't have work that he needs to wake up for. So it doesn't even make sense that that's an issue, that you want to disrupt his schedule. Like, he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
And also there was issues before she even mentioned the OnlyFans. She must have thought the OnlyFans is like, how, where I get him? No.
Nah,
yeah, there was issues it's before.
Do you know how annoying it must be to think that, oh, my man is buying alcohol, like he's still like drinking, or, you know, has he fallen off? And then you see that he's actually buying pussy. What do you do?
Yeah.
Would you rather him?
Well, that's jokes, because you're unemployed, but your money is still going to OnlyFans.
I'll be angry.
So
I'll
whose money is he?
I actually start shot shaking.
Him. I'm no, joking. She said Monzo, so she might send him money.
Maybe she sends him money. But it sounds like, obviously, she's feeling self-conscious. That's what it comes across to me, because she mentioned the eating disorder thing.
Yeah,
and now
of course.
She's and then, put on the weight.
And then he's doing that with other women paying. For, it would do a number on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Asking yourself, am I good enough? And the answer is you are.
Yeah,
but this person isn't making you feel good. And that person's not making you feel good. You really have to remove them. And it will take time. But that's why I feel like you need to get
start
ready to emotionally mentally
clock
mentally
out
and don't be afraid to let go, because I think one thing is that when you do attach yourself to somebody, you obviously, I understand the idea of not seeing your life without this person, but also
especially when you've been together for years,
but life does go on
like
life actually goes on, and you'll meet
some
someone
counseling
else
as well, some counseling therapy
especially therapy would be really good,
the eating disorder and the relationship build up of issues combined, that will play with you, so definitely do that.
I just think it's a lot to take on, too much to burden you, like you have to worry about his mental health condition, then your mental health condition, he's not working, he's not giving, what are you actually, what is the benefit from this relationship? Is the only benefit to say that you can get a man? Because if that's the truth, I can find you a homeless person on the street who will give you the exact same energy this man is giving you, and you won't be able to tell the difference.
Literally.
So please do yourself a favor and get some therapy, try to emotionally, like, you know, tap out, and then eventually make sure you do the right things in order to leave this relationship, whether that's being with family and friends and staying there, or getting a new apartment or a new room, whatever it means. But you do need to get out of this, because it doesn't seem like it's just the furthest thing from happiness, to be honest.
No, for sure.
So yeah, we hope we've helped with that one. Let us know your thoughts on that dilemma, guys. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Every time I tell you guys to use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast, you don't use it. But then if we are a day late on an episode, you know how to run me down. It's okay. Let's play this game together. Anyway, hey, Oloni, I've been with my man for 2 years. I don't question his attraction to me, but I know I'm not his type. And he has always said he likes thick girls or just big girls. Unfortunately, I was not blessed and I'm petite. The other night, he said to me, I look like, if I was white, I would have some ass. What does that even mean? Again, she says, the other night, he said to me, if I was white, I would look like I would have some ass. Of course, I was thrown off. What does that even mean? I don't know, sis. I'm convinced he doesn't like me. He said he was joking, but that was after he saw my reaction, which I was clearly upset by. Please, can you answer on the podcast with the girls as he reads your dilemmas but doesn't listen to the podcast? I don't want him to know I wrote in.
Wait, so I just want to confirm. He said if you were white, you'd have an ass.
Yeah.
That's a man that likes white women.
I think he was saying that, like, she has ass. If she was white, it would count as ass.
But
because
for a black girl, curvaceous women.
But for a black girl, it's not ass.
It's not ass.
That's even worse.
Well, that's the point. That's why her reaction was just like, excuse me.
You don't like
because you're actually telling me you're not, like, I'm not the type you're attracted to.
Yeah. He's basically, he's basically letting you know that.
Are you sure this is your man?
You're not his first choice. Like,
that's crazy.
He's settling.
Because it's given he could have a girlfriend somewhere.
Do you know what I mean?
You guys want the girl to top herself? Like, let's take it easy.
Sorry.
No, no. I think that you're definitely dealing with someone. It's one of them ones where people say they're only as loyal as their options. So if an option came along that he was definitely attracted
to,
I think he would take it.
He would take
But what man isn't like that, though? That's a truth.
And it's the way he's even, you know, telling her.
It's like he's trying to make you insecure.
Yeah,
or sowing seeds of doubt into your head about what
And then
you look
disguising
like.
It as jokes.
Yeah,
like, that's not funny.
It's not funny. You need to tell him, maybe you were richer. Or something, you know, you need to poke him back at where
use one of his shortcomings.
Exactly.
Fire
like
him
your
back
car's not that nice. The car was in last week was nicer than this. I don't know. That's just me being petty. But in all seriousness, I feel like when someone clearly makes, I feel like people tell jokes and they secretly tell on who they really are.
Yeah.
And how they feel about it.
I think
it, yeah.
I genuinely believe every joke has a bit of truth.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Every joke.
It can't or it's be a subtle way to tell you how I really feel.
Yeah. Especially like in this day and age where BBL is so popular, or where people just feel very much insecure about
their body.
Their bodies, you know what I mean? Especially
the men have
it gives
never
me someone who's
that.
On social media a lot. So boy, if she goes through his likes or his thing,
it'll
I'm sure
Rhea,
she's gonna be big back.
Rhea
right.
Michelle.
Exactly. Who's the other one? So I can only imagine how she must be feeling, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree.
There's bare women that you just know, there's like a, I need to like compile a list in my head, but it's like, you know, there's popular visible online women that's like
yeah.
every guy that you know that's on that kind of thing
follows them, yeah,
follows them, yeah. likes their pictures. I'm trying to think who is on that list. Drea Michelle, Lotto. I feel like Lotto's on that list. Ice Spice is now on that list.
Well, what list is this?
Just like when men just love things too much and just love the like a certain aesthetic.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. But also depends on what type that your partner has. Like, are they someone who likes bums, legs, thighs, boobs, pretty face? Like, what is it that they're really into that will help you tap in? Anyway, that's all the time we have for dilemmas today. It's been a very chilled episode.
It's
spoke
been
a bit
fun,
about
you know?
Everything today, you know?
Yeah.
But yes, let us know your thoughts on this episode. Remember, use the hashtag.
Period.
We've gotten over 1 million downloads as well.
Oh my
god! I think
gosh.
It's 1 million more actually, because I'm sure I definitely hit this before. But I was told we got 1 million downloads, so
that
I know
is
this
amazing.
Is recent.
Go us.
So shout out to us. Yes.
Go us.
Go Team Laid Bear.
Yeah.
But anyway, we will catch you guys next week. I'm gonna go wank one out.
Lovely.
Rub one out. Are you guys gonna? I need to order some cheesecake as well, guys. I've been like on a cheesecake binge. Like, I love cheesecake so much.
That's so
what
random.
You,
she
what
said
are you guys
to
having
order
for
some
dinner?
Cheesecake. I'm so hungry. Like, I didn't have dinner and I came straight here.
I'm literally starving. I'm starving.
Same.
I'm
what's everyone gonna get?
I'm gonna order food. I'm not cooking tonight. There's no
really.
Fucking way.
Yeah.
There's no
guys,
way.
I've some left over. Pound dough and egg roussie for the first time.
Did you make it?
Did you make it?
Because I saw it and I was like, you didn't.
I was like, don't get twisted.
Do you know what gave it away?
Well, it wasn't a wrap.
Like, no, it was the Fanta in the back.
Yeah, that as well. But I can cook pounded jam. I can cook pounded jam. I can't make egg roussie. Pounded jam is very easy. It's like making mashed potato with more aggression. But
but that's not where the cooking is. The cooking is in the soup.
It's in the soup. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But do you not cook the pounded jam, or do you eat it when it's just powder?
Don't get smart, bitch.
No,
you know exactly
you know,
what I mean.
Because
you know,
no, because
exactly.
you can't. Because and even then, pounded jam is not that easy as well. Because I've made pounded jam.
It's hard.
That's when I was in the early days,
and I
was making
into it.
Muscle, and it can come out with knots inside it. Those little.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah.
You have
I mean?
To really
so have
like.
To know
it's true. There's
to
a technique
pound.
To it. There's a technique.
Know
it's
how to
true.
Pound. But yes, I ordered it for him. He loved it.
Yeah.
He was listen. He. I asked him how it tasted. I said, child, I'm just happy we're not on YouTube, chef.
I'm done.
Anyway.
When they tried the African food.
He said he's xenophobic.
He's not xenophobic, but
no,
I could tell where he was going.
But he's like new to them. Like
he was just, in fact, he actually said he doesn't know why it has such a bad rep. Like when he sees people trying African food, like
yeah.
he hates that it actually has that bad rep because it's really nice.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how would you describe it? He was just like, oh, it's very spicy. He said it tastes very earthy. I said,
earthy?
Don't kill me.
Like a vegan burger.
It is earthy.
I don't think because he tastes earthy though.
But it's
got
vegan.
Green it.
It's literally
it's got greens in it.
But it also has meat in it as well. Though.
Exactly.
That's
what I'm saying. You can have it either
and
way.
And palm oil is not earthy. I'm
palm
sorry.
Oil is
I mean the seed, the pumpkin seed, which is the thing.
But babe, the way they cook
the,
it, you don't
greens.
Taste no pumpkin.
You I'm tasting it for the meat, child.
Literally.
I'm trying to taste the beef
for real.
With a pound of jam.
I don't really like egg seed though.
Did he like wash his hand in?
No, because he was watching me do it, so I used fork because of my nails. So
okay.
He used the fork as well.
Okay.
But I told him traditionally you're supposed to use your hand.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he was loving it. No, he gulped that shit down.
Lovely.
Like, he loved
when
it,
we
so.
Went to Rotterdam the other day, we went to a Ghanaian restaurant and they had, I got, I just got swallow, because I was just like, you know what, if I'm gonna go to a Ghana restaurant, let me do it up properly. So I think I got peanut soup, and that was actually the first time I tried it. It was so fucking nice, like it's really, really nice. But they gave me like a pot to wash my hand in.
Nice. Yeah,
so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do this, because I don't ever use my hands when it comes to eating swallow.
Oh my God, it's the best way.
I'm a fork babe.
I love my hand. I miss using my hand.
I don't ever use my hands.
No,
man.
Fork way.
Nah, fuck, I don't like
nails. Nails. Stop that. She said she throws it in the air, she catches it. Nah, I'm done.
Don't do that.
No, no, Ray yes. said that she throws swallow in the air. She said.
Wait, swallow, do you be fufu?
Yes.
All types of swallow.
Pounder, ever.
Oh, Amala.
Yeah. Oh, so swallow is like the general name for any of them.
Yeah, for any like.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But literally, yeah, I don't like using my hands, because I don't like it getting in my nails and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I always use a fork, but I used my hands and I was like, it actually tastes nicer.
It tastes way
obviously,
nicer
your hands get hot
that.
Though, because the soup is hot. Yeah. You're just like,
I love it. I put it, chuck it in my hands.
Right? And then you do the
soup. I went to Ennis the other day. If you see that, well, the other day, it was like a month ago now. The way they packed my pound of jam, though, even though we probably paid like £100 for that
bro.
Dish. Ennis prices are serious, boy. Shout out to Ennis, though, because I like Ennis. No, I'm exaggerating, but the service when I went was amazing.
The food
like,
is
I would
nice,
only talk good things.
Nice. The food is nice.
And I love the way they serve, because they've got like this bell on the table. So you don't have to be like, excuse me. Just like, and then they come over to you.
What Ennis was this?
It's in South. One of the ones in South.
Okay, what Old Kent Road?
There's like
not Old South. Kent Road. It's another
Lewisham.
One.
There's Willey Road. There's Catford.
Lewisham.
Probably, and then there's Lewisham.
Probably Willey Road.
Probably
Willey Road.
Yeah.
There's one on Willey Road now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They have one in Kensington as well.
Yeah, wow. They'll be opening up. Yeah. Look at the super promo that we're doing for Ennis. Come on, pay us.
Ennis, bring us some rice.
Come and bring us to eat. Listen, no, but honestly, the dish they brought me, they had it in like this leaf. And then they had the pounder jam.
And they had the leaf as well.
They had the leaf.
On it was presentation. So,
the presentation.
Like
well.
The onions as well in the restaurant.
Yeah, I do like it.
Nah, Nigerian restaurants are doing it big. We're very proud of you guys.
Even though
they were arguing. I think they were arguing on the timeline the other day. I think they're saying that they charge like £8 for a super malt. I said, okay, I can't lie. That's a bit wild.
No, but I'm not like.
My prices are.
Fam, my girl went to buy jollof rice, plain jollof, because she doesn't eat meat.
Yeah.
And it cost like £12, bro.
It's crazy.
Plain jollof.
Because I'm thinking, even like Chinese rice, when we order like king prawn, most is like £6.
Yeah.
£6, £8.
Mm. But when you go Chinese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
You'll never spend more than like £8 on
like
a container of rice.
Or like rice.
Like there's a Ghanaian restaurant in Plaster, yeah. When I get jollof rice from there, it lasts me 2 days and it's like £8. And you can have
it
chicken, beef or fish.
Yeah, my local. Mm-hmm. Oh, it even comes with meat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the stew as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cause talking about food. Food and sex.
I'm hungry.
That's all we know.
I'm hungry.
Oh my God.
We're hungry. We're going to go and chop. We're going to go eat.
Masturbate.
What's everyone doing? I think I might do pounder jam or jollof tonight.
I can't lie. I'm tempted for some pounder as well. I haven't had swallow in so long.
This place won't be open.
I'm going to order it with a cheesecake.
My spot won't be open.
I fancy wings. I need to take you guys to Alaji Suya. Oh my
God.
Oh,
Alaji Suya.
I
heard it's good.
I worked just by there, actually.
Alaji Suya.
Oh my God, it bad.
I haven't been, but I heard it's really good.
Why do you not know these spots? I'm so lost.
What do you mean?
All I know is shisha places.
You know what's so funny, yeah? So I work about... Wait, say that again.
I said all I know is shisha spots.
Oh God!
No, I know one good shisha spot in Croydon, and this was one of the four times I've been to Croydon. But that shisha spot
not one of the four times.
But go on, Mary. Full time out.
Yeah, I work like 5 minutes away from Alaji, and obviously I work with a lot of white people. Yeah. One day, they all come in with these wraps, because obviously Alaji Suya do like shawarma wrap, with suya, and like with plantain, and so it's really, really nice.
Where is it?
Old Kent Road. Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's two. There's one in Willow Road and then Old Kent Road.
Yeah, so I work near the Old Kent Road one. Oh, and then basically they all come in, they're like, this wrap is so nice. Like, then one of my colleagues is like, they said it's called plantain, but I'm not sure what it is. And they start going on Google and they're like, oh, it looks like a banana.
You're lying.
So they were doing all this educating and learning. But what I liked is that they actually really enjoyed the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if white people can enjoy it.
Yes, mark up the prices.
Bump that shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they've slapped stickers on. You know when you put stickers on top of the original price?
Child. Anyway, they're paying what we can easily get at home if we really wanted to.
It's true.
I can't make a shawarma at home.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't lie.
I and I can't make suya.
Oof. I can make suya though.
Will I order suya today or what? What's going on? I'm doing pounds of jam and egusi, because egusi can still count as suya because it's spicy.
Yeah,
anyway, guys, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you've enjoyed this episode again. Let us know the last time you got laid or the next time you're about to get laid. You know where to find me on all socials at Oloni.
I'm at @SoNikki_ on Instagram.
And you can find me on all socials at @IBRayRogers.
I know that's right.
And Mary and FRENS.
I know that's right. Yes. Bye.
Bye.
I need to order food. I want Pam to
jump. No. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.